Oh, can I help you? Ah, yes. They are quite beautiful gems, aren't they? Are you looking for something in particular? I see. Well, how about you look at this gem here? Let me take it out of the display case. For you see, this display case has a special anti-reflective coating on it that hides the true brilliance of this gemstone's shine. There we go. Now that it's out, you can really get a good look at it. Please do take as much time as you'd like to look at it. There's nobody else in the store, just you and I. And of course, this marvelous gemstone. As I turn it over in the light, it sparkles and gleams. Each facet catching the light in a new, entrancing way. Could you count each time the gemstone sparkles and shines in the light? Every single time, counting it off. And it's okay if you lose track at one point or another, because you can just start over and over and over again as you gaze into the gemstone. Gemstones are designed to catch the eye, to hold the gaze of whoever looks upon them. They're cut in such beautiful and intricate ways. You know that it's a sign of respect to the work and craftsmanship that went in to cutting this gem, to stare deeply at it, to ignore the world around you, and let that all melt away as you count each sparkle and shine of this gemstone's facets. And it's okay to blink slowly as those eyelids get heavy, as everything feels heavy. Here, let me pull up a chair right behind you so that you could slump over comfortably, so that you can continue to stare deeply into this gemstone. No thinking, no thoughts, just the pretty little sparkles and shines that this gemstone gives off as it reflects the light, as I turn it over in my hand. You really seem to like this gemstone, though I wonder what it would be best for. It seems a bit too large for a ring. Perhaps a pendant. Yes. Imagine it as some sort of pendant that you or somebody that you care about could wear around their neck. And the gemstone could just move back and forth easily and naturally as whoever's wearing it would walk along. Just like this. Watch as I move the gemstone back and forth, back and forth. Those eyelids becoming so heavy, your breathing becoming so slow and rhythmic. Perhaps it would be better to close those eyes now and let them rest for a moment. As you close those eyes, you can still vividly imagine the gemstone in your mind. And if you're afraid, you forgot how it looks, you can open your eyes just for a moment. Do it. And see that the gemstone is still in front of you. So you can close those eyes and just sleep. Deep, mindless sleep. It's always interesting how much of an effect a sparkling gemstone can have. And this effect can become stronger than you ever thought possible if you were to, let's say, give this gemstone to a person that you trust as a gift. All the happy, warm feelings that you're experiencing right now can become 10 times stronger and happen 10 times faster if you give somebody that you trust a pretty gemstone pendant just like this one. A pendant, sort of like the kind a hypnotist would use. It would be as if you're giving that person that you trust the keys to your mind. Could you imagine that? Your eyes could be open in 1, 2, 3. But if this person that you trusted had this gemstone and told you to sleep, those eyes would lock shut obediently and effortlessly, and you'd go so much deeper, so much faster, feeling good, feeling a wave of euphoria, knowing that you gave this person such a fun gift. You could try to open your eyes on 3 without them telling you to. 1, 2, 3. But you know it would be better to obey and just sleep, dropping back down, deep down deep, in your mind's eye. You could still see this person that you trust swinging this pendant, twirling this pendant, making the gemstone sparkle and shine. That's it. 10, knowing deep down deep, your mind is open and receptive to hypnosis. 9. The numbers fade away because you're so deeply hypnotized. 8. Being hypnotized feels really good. 7. You will obey your hypnotist. 6. Especially when it's a hypnotist who you've given a powerful hypnotic pendant to as a gift. 5. When you hand over the pendant, it's as if you're handing over your mind. 4. All resistance melts away. 3. Because you know deep down deep that you'll only follow safe and fun hypnotic suggestions. 2. Your mind wants to be hypnotized. 1. Your mind wants to sleep. Deep, mindless sleep. And as you drift and sleep, I will take this gemstone and affix it to a nice, beautiful chain and make it into a pretty pendant that you can give to somebody. Now, don't you worry about payment. I'm sure that later on, you'll make it worth my while. I saw how much fun you were having being hypnotized, so I couldn't bring myself to let you walk out of the store empty-handed. This one's on the house. All you have to do is promise me that you'll be sure to give this pretty pendant to a hypnotist that you really trust and that you can let go to safe and sound. That's right. You'll only give this pendant to a person that you trust. And if that person ever does something that makes you not trust them anymore, the pretty pendant will not have the same effect on you, because hypnosis is always something that's safe and fun to enjoy. You always have safe, fun, enjoyable hypnosis sessions with hypnotists that you trust. And now as you drift, you feel a wonderful, giddy sense of excitement building up inside you. You really want to give this pendant to somebody as a gift. You really want to offer your mind up to a hypnotist that you trust. And that feeling only gets stronger and stronger as you slowly drift back up towards wakefulness. 1. Slowly drifting back up. 2. More and more. 3. Becoming aware of your new desires. 4. Almost there. And 5. Wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. Here you go. Your pendant all wrapped up inside a nice little box so that you're safe from its effects. Don't worry. Again, I said it's on the house. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.